Oklahoma County commissioners reject a proposal for a sales tax vote to fund the new jail and a bill that would protect racetracks from noise-related lawsuits. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Thursday, January 22nd. I'm Nick Daniels. County commissioners rejected a proposal to bring the option of a sales tax for the Oklahoma County Jail in front of voters. Sierra Pfeiffer reports on Wednesday's Board of County Commissioners meeting.
In 2022, voters approved a bond for a new jail in Oklahoma County, but the project is running over budget by hundreds of millions of dollars. Now, Oklahoma City leaders are considering how to meet the estimated $500 million gap. Commissioner Jason Lowe proposed asking voters to decide on a 5/8-cent sales tax that would go toward the jail's construction.
Oklahoma County has been waiting 20 years to properly address this issue. I don't want to spend another 20 years or more waiting for the right time.
Lowe's proposal failed to move forward. The Greater Oklahoma City Chamber is against the tax increase, and County Commissioners Miles Davidson and Brian Mon did not second the motion. I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
One state lawmaker hopes to pass a law protecting racetracks from nuisance lawsuits if they existed before houses were developed nearby. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos has details.
Blanchard Republican Senator Kendall Sacchieri is behind Senate Bill 1195. She says it's meant to protect Oklahomans' right to race. Christian Robinson advocates for bills like this on a national level on behalf of a racing and aftermarket car parts trade organization. He says the goal is to get ahead of a growing trend of noise complaints closing racetracks, either via court order or because mom and pop owners can't afford the court fees.
Once a racetrack is closed, the damage, frankly, is permanent. And what we're looking at here is a chance for the state to act before that happens.
Robinson says there are around 30 operational racetracks in Oklahoma, contributing to a $444 million industry and about 2,800 jobs in the state. I'm Lionel Ramos.
Senate Bill 1195 protects racetracks from public nuisance complaints for a three-mile radius. Companies with plans to build AI-driven data centers in Oklahoma may soon find it quicker to plug into the grid. State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports on a new plan from the Southwest Power Pool.
The SPP operates the state's power grid, and it says it's seeing a lot of projects in its queue that would use large amounts of electricity. That includes data processing centers and manufacturing facilities. The organization came up with a proposal called High Impact Large Load, or HIL, to fast-track some of those projects. It won approval from the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission last week. The HIL plan sets up a 90-day study and approval process for big projects if they meet one of two requirements. They either need to be paired with on-site energy generation or plan to connect to a new or existing energy project. That could look like a data center installing a gas turbine on site or connecting to other generating sources nearby. The SPP says the HIL program was created to make sure the grid stays stable for consumers while balancing industry demands. Kim David is the chairman of the Oklahoma Corporation Commission, which regulates the state's utility companies. She says the plan's framework, quote, strengthens transparency and regulatory oversight. The SPP says its federal approval is effective as of January 15th. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
A man from McLeod has been charged with threatening to kill federal agents and other law enforcement officers. The FBI says Taylor Prigmore posted several comments on YouTube videos threatening to kill Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents and others. The threats began last May and continued until last week. Investigators say Prigmore left 8 threatening comments last week alone and said he would kill any law enforcement officers who came to his residence. The FBI arrested and charged Prigmore Monday. He was ordered detained pending trial. Read more news at KGOU.org and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.